This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Agriculture has had more hurdles to clear during the pandemic, but producers just keep on plugging away. One of those challenges is having to deal with animal activists that have seemingly ramped up their efforts. Animal Ag Alliance Vice President Hannah Thompson-Wieman believes the activists see the pandemic as an opportunity.
And they also believe that the fact that there are theories about the COVID-19 pandemic that involve transmission from animals, they are trying to latch on to that message and claim that modern animal agriculture is somehow connected to the COVID-19 pandemic and will cause future pandemics. So we all need to go vegan if we want to protect ourselves, despite the fact that that has no grounding in science or reality, that it's not going to stop them from trying to take advantage of a crisis.
For them, Thompson-Wieman says, the bleak pandemic job market has been a bit of a plus.
There are a lot of activists who've been out of work for the past year and a half, so they have more time to dedicate to activism. So we've seen continued protests at farms. They're going to company and executive homes. They're doing a lot of activity on plants. So unfortunately, activism is still there, sometimes more aggressive than ever, even in the time of the pandemic.
Thompson-Wieman says one of the biggest problems during the pandemic has been the on-the-ground activists trespassing on farms and packing plants to disrupt operations.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.